Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. A bad Monday night for the San Diego Padres that get beat by the lowly Arizona Diamondbacks. You remember them, the team that started the season 8-22. A.J. Pollock crashes a two-run walk-off home run bottom of the ninth inning to give the D-backs the victory. For the Padres, it's the 10th loss to a bad team in the last 3 weeks. Padres got guys thrown out on the bases at second and third. Alexi Amarista loafed on a base hit defensively, allowing two more runs to score. Padres make a move. Odrey Spania, the 27-year-old Cuban free agent they gave $1 million to, they moved him from El Paso, or should say they moved him from AA San Antonio to AAA El Paso. He had a 1.17 ERA in his first two starts. He goes to AAA. If he has two good starts there, he might be at Petco Park by the middle of June. And Padres owner Ron Fowler says he is not in favor of the move to, quote, bring back the brown uniforms that the Padres debuted in way back in the 60s and 70s. He's of the opinion it's just a vocal minority that's making this an issue. He likes the blue uniforms. Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers beat the Cincinnati Reds a day after Josh Beckett had a 128-pitch no-hitter. Yesterday, Hyun-Jin Ryu took a perfect game into the eighth inning before he lost the perfect game. Dodgers did post the victory. Angels, meanwhile, lost to Seattle. Robbie Cano had three base hits on the road. That being said, Mike Socha's team has won 11 of its last 15. Around Major League Baseball on the holiday, Red Sox snapped a 10-game losing streak. They beat Atlanta. That came just hours after General Manager Ben Gerrington gave the boss, John Farrell, the manager, a vote of confidence. The Pirates beat the New York Mets, and hours after the game, the Mets fired their hitting coach, Dave Hudgens. Baltimore beat Milwaukee. You remember Nick Hundley, don't you, the ex-Padre catcher? Game-winning hit for the Orioles in the 10th. Oakland nailed Detroit. You remember Kyle Blank's ex-Padre hit a home run in that game. Meanwhile, the Cubs beat San Francisco. Jeff Samardzija, top pitcher in the majors, finally won his first game. His record is 1-5, but he's got an ERA of 1.46. Cubs have not scored very many runs for him. And Toronto beat Texas. Now, there's nothing wrong with your eyesight when you look at the standings. There's nothing wrong with your TV. The Blue Jays are in first place in the American League East. They have won 17 of 23. The injury issue in baseball just continues to roll on. Now the New York Mets, already without Matt Harvey, the ace of the staff, missing the season with elbow surgery. Now the Mets have lost their top AAA pitcher, Noah Syndergaard, who was on the brink of becoming a star at the major league level. He goes down with an elbow injury. He's flown to New York for an exam. Mets also lose Dylan G. He's re-injured his shoulder. Cincinnati Reds, Matt Latos trying to come back from forearm surgery, throws a first rehab assignment, four solid innings at AAA Louisville. However, they're going to leave him there for at least two more rehab starts. And Tony Gwynn's San Diego State Aztec baseball team, which is 42-19, is going to the NCAA regional tournaments this coming weekend. In an oddity, they're not placed in the West Regional, won't be part of any playoff with Cal State Fullerton, Long Beach State, or the perennial West Coast power Stanford. Instead, the Aztecs have been sent to the Louisiana region, where they're going to play against Louisiana Lafayette, Jackson State, and Mississippi State. NBA basketball, the Miami Heat have grabbed that playoff series in the Eastern Conference with the Indiana Pacers by the throat. They battered Indiana again last night. Miami jumped to a 12-point lead in the first half and coasted. LeBron James had 32. Miami leads that series 3-1. Big game tonight, Tuesday night basketball, San Antonio at Oklahoma City. Thunder trail 2-1, but they play lights out at home. They win this one, then they make it a best-of-three series. Lakers, continuing their search for head coach, have interviewed Alvin Gentry, former Clippers coach, and also brought back Mike Dunleavy for an interview. Dunleavy has coached the Lakers, the Clippers, Milwaukee, amongst many other teams. And the NBA has totally rejected a proposal by Donald Sterling's lawyers that the Sterling family be allowed to conduct the sale of the troubled NBA franchise. The league says it's foreclosing. They will not allow Donald Sterling's lawyers nor Shelley Sterling, the wife, to participate in any of the bidding or the sale. NFL football, Chargers opened 10 workouts of OTA training for their players on the field. However, the first and second round draft picks will not be part of it, both recovering from minor surgeries. Raiders quarterback Matt Schaub, who is the quarterback of the future, says he is anxious to get the OTA workouts underway in Oakland, says he's happy to have the freedom to start calling audibles at the line of scrimmage and having input into the game plan. He said he never had that the last couple of years in Houston as the Texans team fell apart. Washington Redskins have promoted legendary name Bruce Allen to become the president of the NFL. He had been NFL team. He had Ben, the general manager of the team. That may open the door for former Charger general manager A.J. Smith to be more actively involved in day-to-day operation of the personnel on the Redskin franchise. And San Diego State has picked up a big-time quarterback from the Pac-12. Jake Rodriguez, a 6'3 thrower from the University of Oregon, who's had injury problems, is transferring to SDSU immediately. He'll sit this year. He'll have 2 years of eligibility left. In hockey, the LA Kings are up for 3 goals in the first period and coast on their way to a victory over the Chicago Blackhawks last night. The Kings lead the Western Conference playoff series 3-1. They are red hot. The Montreal Canadiens have to win tonight. They get the New York Rangers. It is game 5 of that playoff series. Rangers lead the Habs 3-1 in that one. And the Washington Capitals have hired Barry Trotz as their new head coach. He was a 15-year veteran head coach of the Nashville Predators. Briefly elsewhere, Oscar Pistorius yesterday checked himself into a psychiatric hospital in Pretoria, South Africa for 30 days of evaluation. The murder trial involving his killing of his girlfriend has now been put on hold. Indy 500, Ryan Hunter Ray, the guy based out of Orange County, wins $2.4 million. He beats Helio Castroneves to the finish line in a very close finish at the Indy 500. Jimmy Johnson, the San Diegan, wins the Charlotte 600 NASCAR race, his first race victory of this 2014 season. And at the Formula One Grand Prix, maybe just call it the Mercedes Invitational, Nico Rosberg won again. Mercedes has won every race this year on the F1 schedule. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.